The new Connect FM.
It's 106. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
We've got State Senator Mike Frerichs on the phone with us, too. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mary Lynn. Hi, Diane. I'm doing well.
Good.
Okay, so the Health Alliance deal. The State Commission has ruled against Health Alliance's protest, and you are on COGFA, which is the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability.
Correct.
And did you guys take a vote?
We did. We had a lengthy discussion today. COGFA went in at 8:30 this morning. 11:40, we finally got a chance to take a vote. And I am happy to say, by a vote of 8-3, we voted to reject the administration's proposed changes to group health insurance.
Well, that is great news. And what does that mean?
Well, I would say that is good news. I would hope that the governor's office would make the next step and say, we agree with COGFA, we agree they have the authority, and we're going to extend current contracts and rebid new ones. It's a little bit uncertain, though, what the governor's office is going to do, and they may just choose to ignore our statutory authority and go forward, in which case we're going to have to continue to fight.
Okay. Had a listener named Ken call up and ask a question, because he said that he received an email. He's an ISU employee, has Health Alliance, received an email from CMS, Central Management Systems, that they've got until June 17th to make a choice. I would imagine a lot of people are getting this information that they've got to, and I mean, you've got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
What should people do? Do they have to go ahead and go with a different provider at this point, and then hopefully be able to come back to Health Alliance? What should people do, Mike?
Well, I would tell them not to do anything rash right now. Almost everyone would have received a letter earlier, maybe last month, saying the enrollment period ends May 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's clear that has been extended to June 17th. My hope is if they listen to COGFA and realize they have to rebid, they're going to have another communication saying, don't worry, we're extending this even farther, and you won't have to do anything. I would hope the governor's office would make that clear within the next day or two, if they're going to follow COGFA, or if they choose not to, to make that clear as well, so that we can begin other steps we need to take in order to force them to go down this route. I think we took a vote that should stop this, and then the next step should be them putting out information that we're extending the current contracts and going to go through the bidding process again, that we're going to start over. However, should he decide not to listen to COGFA, they may continue to go ahead, and then I think we'll probably see probably legislative action coming out of the General Assembly, or possibly also legal action for them overstepping COGFA's statutory authority.
Okay. Because, again, COGFA, Attorney General Leeson Madigan said that you can't nix individual contracts, but you can block the implementation.
Yeah, so that's some of the confusion. Some people will say, well, COGFA doesn't matter because the Attorney General said clearly you can't block contracts, individual contracts. But that's not what we did today. What the Attorney General also said was we have the power, the authority to advise and consent over changes in policy regarding the state's health insurance, group health insurance plan. And we think that this massive change, movement of people towards self-insurance, to the open access plans, represents a big policy shift, and that's what we oppose today.
Well, and, you know, Ken was just telling me how, you know, it's just going to cost him so much more out of pocket having to move to a different provider. And, you know, he's very concerned about that. I know a lot of people are concerned about it. Plus, you know, if you happen to, you know, be a cancer patient or something. I mean, folks are just really, really nervous not knowing what to do.
Yeah, I've heard that in my office, and I'm not alone. People are afraid. They're not sure what it's going to mean for their access to health care, and they've been calling whoever will listen to them. I'm hopeful that today's actions will have stopped this, but like I said, we still have to wait and see how the governor chooses to react, and if he doesn't go along with us, then we still have a fight on our hands.
Can't he just do something simple as, you know, let's just extend this out another couple of months or at least something like that to let people not have to feel like they have to do something right now?
Yeah, especially in light of our action, the vote we took today, I think it should be a simple thing for him to do. Whether he does that or not remains to be seen. But I think what struck a lot of us in the committee, especially those of us downstate, is when we asked questions of the consultants today, it became clear that most of these purported savings, which I don't think are even real savings, will be coming at the expense of employees in downstate Illinois. And I just think there are a lot of people out there that realize that the economy is having trouble, that the state budget requires sacrifice, and they're okay sacrificing. But they want that sacrifice to be shared throughout the state. And what it really looks like is we're trying to balance part of the budget on the backs of downstaters, not the people in Chicagoland.
Well, and I mean, everybody just got a big bump in their state income taxes. I mean, everybody's paying more to the state now in taxes. So now to tack this on, isn't it asking a little bit too much of citizens of the state of Illinois?
Well, I think, you know, this issue has generated probably some of the most heated and the greatest number of comments to my office of any issue in my time in office. Yeah. And people will say, well, more than the tax increase? And I say, yes, because the tax increase is 2% of their income. People are upset by that, no doubt about that. But the change here in health insurance for some people, literally they're in the midst of cancer treatments or diabetes treatments, and they're going to have to find, they feel they're going to have to find new doctors, and that interruption in care, they feel might be a matter of life or death. And so this just really affects people much more strongly than other issues that have come before us over the last 4 years.
Now, the State Commission ruling against Health Alliance's protest said that they basically said that Health Alliance's bid just wasn't competitive. I mean, could it all really just be Health Alliance's fault? They didn't put out a competitive bid, and this is what happens? And, you know, I mean...
Well, I think Health Alliance probably could have been more competitive, and if we rebid, I think they will be. Now, the question is, how do you score this? They score very strongly on the technical components. And they have really good quality care. They're reviewed fairly well. And they scored clearly better than the group that won the HMO Blue Cross Blue Shield on those. But they didn't score as well on the pricing. And the consultants basically weighted the pricing 70% of the score, and the technical issues only 30% of the score. Mm. And so I think it depends how you weight it determines who wins this thing. But the other thing you have to look at is the fact that, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield, even if they're cheaper than Health Alliance, they don't have a network in place in Champaign. And I'm just not sure how that's going to be worked out in the next 40 days when the new plans are supposed to go in place. So I think that's why the governor should follow COGPA, extend these contracts, and let's rebid here and work out a workable solution.
Okay, so the State Commission has come out with their ruling. COGPA's come out with their ruling. They're both different. Now it really all lies on the governor to make a decision, right?
Well, I don't think there's so much different. The state procurement officer, basically what he ruled is they followed the law. And COGPA, we're not claiming that the law wasn't followed. We're just saying the product of following that law is something that's unacceptable, and that actually we think they sort of overstepped their boundaries in terms of movement towards self-insurance, and that's what we rejected. So they're not necessarily in conflict with each other, and I would hope that the governor himself can look at this, can hear some of the stories that came out over the last month and a half, and especially came out Monday in the Illinois Senate Insurance Committee, and say, this just adversely affects too many people's lives, and we want to start over and get it done right.
And for anybody who's just tuning in, we were talking about what should people who have Health Alliance right now do, because they're staring down a June 17th deadline. And people just don't know. I mean, people have been kind of waiting, seeing what happens. Is that something that they should still do at this point?
Yeah, I think they should wait a little bit. We've had the enrollment period move back to June 17th, so they have a little bit of time, probably somewhere around 3 weeks or so. They should begin looking at their options in case things don't change, but it's my hope that within the next week or so, we will hear from the governor's office and from the department that they're going to rebid this, and then they'll have a choice of current plans.
Now, you guys, do you guys adjourn on May 31st?
Yes.
You do. And so do you think that, I mean, I can't imagine that the assembly would adjourn and there not be an answer to this, correct?
Well, I hope not. I think I'm committed to making sure there's also a legislative answer to this problem in addition to the COGPA ruling. And I hope we can get something like that done before we get out of here.
Okay. That's a lot to get done.
It is, but this is a big issue.
Okay.
As I said, I get more calls on this than anything else. People are very passionate about it, and that's what they elected me for, to make sure I listen to them and get done what we have to. And we've made some initial steps towards doing that. hopefully it'll be successful.
Okay, so you recommend nobody do anything rash right now. What can people do to help you right now?
Well, right now the ball seems to be in the court of the governor and the department. And you know, I know that a lot of people have reached out to them and communicated their wishes, their desires, but I would say now is probably not the time to let up. If someone in your listening area hasn't contacted the governor's office and let them know their opinions on this, now would probably be the time, you know, today or by early tomorrow.
Okay. I think we've got a person calling in with a question, so hang on about that. Okay, we're ready. Bring him up here for you. Hi, thank you so much for connecting. What's your name?
Joe.
Okay, Joe, go ahead. State Senator Mike Frerichs is here with you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe.
Yes, I was, without Health Alliance, would it similar default back to the Health Link and personal care?
Or? Well, that was the proposal. So for people downstate Illinois and Champaign County, Blue Cross Blue Shield is the only HMO, but they don't have a network in place in Champaign County. You would have to sign up either for the Health Link or the personal care OAP.
Okay.
Now, I'm hopeful those aren't your only options at the end of the day, but today those would be your options.
So you'd have to change your HMO or your plan, but you'd still be able to keep your same doctors.
Well, that's a big part of the question. You know, if your doctors are currently with Carle, you know, networks aren't necessarily in place, or you could use see your doctors, but as part of a tier two or tier three option, would probably mean a lot more out of pocket costs to you. So there's nothing, shouldn't be anything in this.
Well, if you have a Carle doctor, wouldn't you go to HealthLink? And if you have a Christie or Provena doctor, you'd go to personal care.
Well, you could go through that, but I think it would mean a significantly greater out-of-pocket cost to you, unless they're able to reach new agreements for networks in the next month or so.
Okay. That was my thought.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. You know what, Mike, and I've heard this theory, and you know, I just would like to get your reaction to it. That possibly the state is trying to move more people off of an HMO and into that open access plan.
Yeah.
That the state is trying, because that the state actually has to make monthly payments to HMOs, but with the open access plans they can delay payment.
Well, that was one of the questions in the commission today. When they talk about the savings, some people have suspected part of the reason why I do this is because there'll be a lag with that switch. When all these people migrate, it might take 2 or 3 months before a lot of the bills start coming in, and there's a little greater flexibility of paying them off. The consultants assured us that wasn't what their savings were based on, but I'm not sure they convinced everyone in the commission of that.
Well, an 8-3 vote, and that is a bipartisan commission.
It
so,
is equally bipartisan.
Quite impressive, and you know, you've been saying this all along, Mike, that you guys were going to do this, and you have, and hopefully, it will do the trick to save everybody's health insurance so that they don't have to go through a big switch and pay more money.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to you, and you know, please keep us posted. We really appreciate the time that you've been giving us to let us know what's going on. And I guess, you know, I'd like to keep in touch with you, especially since we're staring down this June 17th deadline, and just to let people know whether it's time to act or not.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And I just want to thank you again for giving me this opportunity to communicate to a large number of my constituents and a large number of people who are affected by these decisions.
Okay.
Good job.
Well, thanks a bunch, and we'll keep in touch, Mike.
All right. Thank you both. Have
All
a good
right.
day.
You take care.
Bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.